coming up on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron, presented by CenturyLink. It was a busy week for the Vikings, who said goodbye to training camp and headed to Cincinnati to practice against one of the finest teams in the NFL.
It's good to go against someone different. You know, you're going against the same guys. You kind of, you know, you learn their moves, their techniques, or, you know, things that they do.
Plus, learn about another construction project for the Minnesota Vikings that will soon move their new day-to-day home.
And now you see it here today in this site with what is a great vision.
Get to know a rookie draft pick who's a trendsetter by blazing a new path in the NFL.
I hope I do well and can show them what they want to see.
And see why Adrian Peterson once again got a hometown welcome in Palestine, Texas this summer.
You know, so many great supporters here as well. And, you know, there's no place like home.
It's all next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.
I don't know anybody that hard work. And I want our football team to have that mentality.
Strong work ethic, and you're mentally tough, then you're going to get the job done. Have the opportunity to wear the purple and gold.
This is here is just to show that I'll compete at a high level, lead this team.
The Vikings this week said goodbye to Mankato and training camp for the 51st time in team history. A normal ritual in the month of August to head north on Highway 169. A clear sign that the regular season continues to get closer and closer by the day.
You know, there's always a lot more things you want to do, but I think we hit all the situations that we need to hit. It's nice to have a veteran team. Even though we're so young, I think it's nice to have a veteran team that can kind of, have some recall as we continue to go forward.
Training camps bring out the best in players as the intensity is high, with 90 players fighting for 53 jobs. A time of the year to get away from the day-to-day life and focus solely on football and coming together as a team. But this year's training camp was shorter than normal, due in part to the team spending two extra days in Cincinnati this week, a rare opportunity to go head-to-head with another team and match up with someone not wearing purple.
This year, Coach Zimmer felt it would be good to go down to Cincinnati to scrimmage against a very good football team, a playoff caliber team. He's very familiar with that team. And so it gives us a little bit of a test on where we're at as a football team, because sometimes that'll break up the monotony of camp and you get to go ahead and compete against another team, against other players.
Kind of, you know, you go against your offense all spring and then you go against them all camp. So it's good to kind of change it up. It also, you know, hopefully will kind of heighten the level of competition when you go practice against another team. It's good to go against someone different. You know, you're going against the same guys, you kind of, you know, you learn their moves, their techniques, or, you know, things that they do. A good way for us to improve and try to work on the things we need to work on.
Playing against a different team definitely brings up the intensity level for all players who were excited to see a different jersey on the other side of the ball. An opportunity to match up and practice against one of the top teams in the NFL.
Got a lot of work done. It's nice and hot out here both days, so that was good. You know, Marvin's a great friend of mine. We got the utmost respect for Cincinnati and the Browns. And, I think we got a lot of good work done. We got some situation stuff in. We got the pass rush against other people. We got pass protect against good defensive linemen. I thought Teddy played very well both days. I thought he threw the ball good. It was good. It was a good 2 days.
And we wanted to make sure that we got the best out of these two days of practice. We're talking about, you know, practicing against a team that was 12-4 last year. You get a different feel for a different opponent. In training camp, you're only going against your defense, and to come out and go against an unfamiliar opponent, team we won't face in the regular season, we haven't faced in the regular season. It was good. You know, you get some different looks. It makes it like a game. You have to adjust to things that you're not used to seeing. So that's the biggest thing, being able to adjust on the fly. I think our guys did a great job of just handling what was thrown at us.
Seeing an opposing uniform for the first time in 2016 means only one thing. The season is getting closer and closer. With two practices this week in Cincinnati and the preseason opener against the Bengals on Friday night, camp is now in the past. A crucial 4-week stretch of finalizing a roster, filling out a depth chart, and being ready to play in game one of the 2016 season.
It's time. It's time to grind. You know, it's that football season. You know, this is all the hard work. You get to the season, it's hard work, but it's fun work because you get rewarded at the end. You know, you get rewarded with a game on Sunday. You be able to go out there and put a good show on for the fans. And, you know, we need to win some games. You know, we can't think about last year. We got to prepare and think about this year and what we got to do this year.
This could be the first step towards bringing Minnesota's first ever championship here. So I think that's the one thing you got to keep in your mind every single day is that we have a team around here that has an opportunity to make a lot of things happen in this organization that hasn't happened before. So you got to keep that mental attitude and you got to keep moving forward.
Coming up on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron, presented by CenturyLink. Head deep in the heart of Texas with Adrian Peterson as the former MVP once again delivers to his hometown. Plus, a rookie on the Vikings roster is another example of the continued popularity and reach for the game of football. And up next, see why the organization is once again breaking ground with a brand new construction project. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.